Good morning. We see something very interesting on Rosh Hashanah, that we have honey twice. We eat honey with our challah, and we additionally dip the tapuach, the apple, in the honey. And our question today is, what is the significance of honey, and how does it relate intrinsically to Rosh Hashanah, especially in light of the fact that when we see the Gemara that says that there are certain simanim that are eaten on Rosh Hashanah and have significance on Rosh Hashanah, simana milsahi, we do not have devash, we do not have honey listed on that list. So the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, has a beautiful, beautiful insight explaining the intrinsic connection between eating honey on Rosh Hashanah and the entire essence of the day. So he explains initially comparing what's the fundamental difference between salt, which we have on our bread all year round, and honey that we have only at this time of year. So when it comes to salt, he says as follows, that salt acts as a preservative. And when you have a food that is added to salt, when you have salt that acts as a preservative, for example, you pickle a food, it ensures that that food is preserved and does not rot, does not go bad. However, what salt does not do is that it doesn't improve something that has already gone bad. It doesn't turn something that may be negative into something that is positive. It just simply maintains the status quo. In contrast, when it comes to honey, he says as follows, Mihu bidvash dvorim, when it comes to honey made from bees, Chazal tell us something very interesting, that it's permitted to eat honey even if it has mixed in with it the legs of the bees, which are absolutely should be prohibited because it's an insect. Insects have a number of lavi mesurim associated with them. So how can it possibly be permitted for us to have honey when it has the legs of bees mixed in? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains as follows, Derakli Dvorim Bidvash, when you have those legs of the bees mixed together with the honey itself turns that iser into something that is mutter. So we see here that honey is intrinsically different from salt. Salt preserves, maintains the status quo, but honey, on the other hand, can turn something that is prohibited, something that is iser, something that cannot be eaten, into making it like the honey itself, which is indeed permitted. So it improves something as opposed to maintaining the status quo. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, as we know, this is a time of tshuva, and we are asking mechila, forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from our sins. And there are two types of mechila that we do, two types of tshuva that we do. One is based on ahava, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one is based on yira, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Yuma tells us that when we do tshuva ahava, when we repent out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has a much greater impact on turning our aveiras, so it doesn't only eliminate our aveiras, but it in fact turns the aveiras, even ones that we have done b'mezid on purpose, we knew we were doing something wrong, it turns it, when we have tshuva me'ava, into zchus, into a mitzvah, into a merit on our behalf. So the Mishnah Halachah explains as follows, that on Rosh Hashanah we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our tefillahs, and he will turn our aveiros into mitzvahs, and our zdonos, the sins that we did knowingly, he will turn it into zchuyos, into merits, into mitzvahs. And accordingly, we have a very strong remez that when we use the dvash, when we use the honey, and we use it with our challah, and we use it with the tapuach, we use it with the apple, that is a remez, that just like the honey turns what is prohibited into something that is permitted, it improves something, so too, that is our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change our aveiras to mitzvahs, should change our zdonos to be zchuyos, and mitzvahs should to be in our favor. So there we have it, the unbelievable connection between having devash, which doesn't only maintain a status quo, but improve something that would otherwise be prohibited. Same thing, that's the yisod of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that we want to change our aferas into merits and mitzvahs when we do it through tshuva Mi'ahava. Have a wonderful day.